hard to disregard their tradition, even though others disagree with it and almost disagree with it violently. As I mentioned, when the Baal Shem was 36 years old, you know, the number 36 is always a magic number in Kabbalah and in Jewish life. The people always give charity, right? They give Chai is 8, they give multiples of 18. As I once heard from someone that he said in the name of a famous person that it's too bad the mess is 440. Right? They say he said that he'd have a bigger mitzvah if he gave money communion mess instead of communion chai, but that's the way the world works. So when he was 36, the Baal Shem revealed himself. That's called the Hisgalus. He revealed himself. Revealed himself means that they went public with Chassidus. And that would be in the year 1734. And the Besht began to gain the reputation of a miracle worker, an absolute miracle worker. He traveled. He traveled in the company of angels. Miracles happened to him. He healed the sick. He opened the eyes of the blind. Miracles which are only attributed in Jewish tradition to the prophets in the Bible. And we'll see that that's part of the that was part of the reason that Chassidus engendered such strong opposition, was because of the claims that were made on behalf of the Baal Shem, were claims that that from the time of the Bible, from the time of the end of the Tanakh till his time, no one claimed it. I mean, no one claimed that the Rambam could heal someone that was blind, or that the Rashi could fly from Troyes to Paris, you know, without an airplane. But the Besht had the reputation not only as a miracle worker, but that he owned the miracles. It isn't that miracles happened to him, I mean, he was the miracle. And his reputation spread that way, and it spread certainly among the masses. He took up residence in a town in Podolia in Poland called Mezbizchez. And on that is the founding village of Chassidus. That was the founding village of Chassidus. His family lived there. His grave is there, and it is interesting that Chassidus took root in small towns, and that most of the Rabbeim, most of the famous Rabbeim, most of the famous dynasties are called on the names of small towns. They are not called on the names of great cities, even though later the Chassidus spread to the great urban areas of Russia and Poland. But the original place where it took root were in small towns and small villages in unpronounceable places, named tongue twisters, and that's where they came. Now, the Baal Shem himself learned in the yeshiva, according to tradition, of the Pnei Yeshua, Rav Yaakov Yeshua, who later would leave Eastern Europe and become the Rav in Frankfurt, a mine.